Joseph Dufresne, September 9th, 1970.
When you were a boy going to the St. Agnes Church,
yeah,
was there a Sunday school?
Well, no, I can't tell you that. I cannot. I don't think there was.
Did you have to go to catechism?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What day would you have to go to catechism? Was it a Sunday?
No.
That's okay.
It's during the week.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell exactly what day it was.
Do you remember your first communion?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About how old?
That's what I mean, St. Agnes.
Yeah, yeah. Did you have to go to classes before that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How big a class went with you?
Oh, 10, 12, somewhere like that.
Did they have you dress up?
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
Can you remember the...
Yeah.
Can you remember who the priest was at that time?
Oh, no.
What were the priests like at that time? Were they nice people? Were they...
Yes, he was a nice acting man.
Mm-hmm. What would they do when they came to visit you at home?
Eh?
What would they do when they came to visit someone at home? Visit you at home?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember.
Would they eat there? Would they stay and eat?
Sometimes they'd eat there. Mm-hmm. Somewhere mealtime they'd eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would they say the rosary with your parents?
Yes.
When they came?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did your father and mother say the rosary on Lent?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other times that they would say the rosary?
Oh, yes. They say the rosary quite often.
Did they have holy water in the house?
Yes.
How would they use that during a thunderstorm?
They could sprinkle it around the windows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would they say the rosary during a thunderstorm?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did they make the children say it with them?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How did you feel about that?
They make the children get on their knees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All pray what they could, those that could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you think about that? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. We enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy going to church?
Huh?
Did you enjoy going to church and being an altar boy?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was an altar boy there for a good many years.
Uh-huh. How many masses would you serve?
In a day?
Yeah.
Low mass, and high, yeah, two.
Mm-hmm. Were the sermons longer than they are today, or shorter at those masses?
Well, they're just about the same, I would think.
Mm-hmm. What did you do on Halloween?
Huh?
What did you do on Halloween while you were living on the Stevens farm?
We didn't do nothing. Halloween.
Hmm. Did your parents didn't believe in it, or what?
No.
Did you observe the All Souls Day?
Huh?
Did you observe All Souls Day on 1st of November? It was a church holiday.
I don't know what that is.
It's 1st of November. It's called All Saints Day.
I don't know what that means.
What do you think of the new changes in the Catholic Church that have just been brought?
Oh, I think it's all right. I think it's all right. But I like the old way.
What did you like about the old way that was so
pleasing? There wasn't so much said, you know. No, the old way wasn't.
About how old were you when your parents moved over into this country?
I was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. 8 years old?
8 years old when I moved in the States.
And they came from, Dundee, where?
Yeah.
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 What village did they come to?
South River.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was your father's job over here?
My father? Working by the day. Like if you wanted him or somebody else, well, he'd try and satisfy him.
What did he do in the States? Whose farm did he work on here?
Well, he just common work, labor.
Did he work on somebody's farm, like on Willie Stevens'
farm?
Yeah,
he did, yeah.
Whose was that?
Huh?
Whose farm was that?
He worked for Johnny Hughes, and he worked around elsewhere, wherever they wanted him, they'd come get him.
Mm. Mm-hmm. What was your house like across the Trout River?
Oh, a good house. Mm. Yeah, frame house.
Mm-hmm.
Very good house.
How many rooms did it have in it? Can you remember?
I think it had 2 rooms downstairs. And the rest was upstairs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many children were living in that house?
Well, now there was 7 or 8 of us.
Mm-hmm. Did you have 1 or 2 stoves in that house? Did you have 1 stove or 2?
1 stove.
Mm-hmm. You brought all your furniture from Canada?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What was your cellar like?
Eh?
What was your cellar like in the new
house? Cellar?
In the new house, yeah.
Just a hole dug and stoned up and rough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't nothing fancy about it.
Uh-huh. What color was the new house on the outside?
Brown.
Mm-hmm. Was it easier living there than it was in Canada?
Eh?
Was it easier living in Trout River than in Canada? Did you find it easier?
Well, it was nice to live there. The Trout River, you mean?
Yeah.
It's where we landed first.
Mm-hmm.
We lived there 2 years, and then we bought a little place up this way, middle way from Trout River to Constable. We bought a little place there, and 25 acres, and then we lived there and grew up the rest of the children there.
Mm-hmm. Who did the first house belong to where you lived in Trout River?
A fellow by the name of McFadden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
John McFadden.
What industries were in Trout River at that time? What industries were in Trout River at that time? You know, mills, grist mills, things
like
that.
Oh yeah, there was a grist mill and two grist mills and two sawmills and it's considerable doing that for people to earn a living.
In Trout River?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could you remember who owned the sawmills? Can you remember who owned the sawmills?
Who owned the sawmill?
Yeah.
Yeah. A fellow by the name of Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jed Martin.
Jed Martin. What river were they on?
Trout River.
Uh-huh. Remember seeing the water wheels?
Not much. No. No, the only water wheel that I saw is when they're taking the logs to saw. They take them in with that wheel.
They take them in with a water wheel?
Yeah.
How would they do that?
Go in the town to it and drag them in.
Would they hitch onto the logs with a pole? Would they hitch onto the logs with an iron pole?
No.
How would they hitch onto the logs?
They take a chain. They had a canoe there. And they take a chain and put it around, hitch on, and then that canoe would go away. They'd start that wheel inside, and the log would go right up.
Mm. Did your father ever work there?
Oh yeah, he worked there a lot.
Uh-huh.
He was a good sawyer. He was good-handed, saw.
Mm-hmm.
Lumber.
What kind of saws did they have in that sawmill? What kind of saws did they have in that sawmill? Did they have the up and down?
Well,
or the
they was
circular.
They was, and then they was around them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they had the band saws and the circular saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had both.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any steam power there? Did they have any steam power there?
Steam power. Yeah. Yeah, steam power. Yeah, they had the steam power.
Mm-hmm. With a big smokestack?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Great big stack up high.
Uh-huh. Did they bring the logs down the river or did they have a pond?
They had a pond that they'd unload the logs in the winter on this pond. And then when they got done, the pond was full, they'd pile them along the road. Like that. And then in the spring, when they emptied what was in the creek, they'd dump them in.
Mm-hmm. From the side of the road?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did they make shingles there?
Yeah, they made shingles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they made lath too. You know what that is?
Yeah.
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 Oh yeah, they made a lot. Bundle, sell them so much a bunch.
Would people go into the woods and get bark for the shingles? Or would they bring in the trees and cut the bark off there right at the mill?
Oh, generally in the spring, they'd take the shingles off and pile up the shingles, pile up the bark,
mm-hmm.
and leave the log bare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did your father cut much back in the woods?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Uh-huh.
My father was a good lumberman.
What kind of tools did he have?
Just a knife and cutting saw.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember any of the songs he used to sing?
The old man, no. No, I don't.
Would they bring their logs out behind a horse-drawn, on a horse-drawn sled, out of the woods?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kidding me, Carl.
Yeah.
It's kidding me.
Yeah. Was most of the country woods around there when you moved into Trout
River? Yes, yes, it was. Mm-hmm. It certainly was.
Mm-hmm. How far away from your house did the woods start?
Oh, quarter of a mile, probably. Mm-hmm.
How big were the trees?
Oh, they were all sizes. Mm-hmm. They were all sizes.
What were the main kinds of trees down there?
Huh?
What were the main kinds of trees?
Hemlock.
Uh-huh. Did people ever come down there to strip the hemlock trees of their bark and leave the logs on the ground?
Yes. They used to peel the logs there in the spring, every spring, and pile up that bark and let it dry and then sell it in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They'd sell it to tanneries?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did anyone draw wood on a hand sled?
Well, some of them did it on a horse and mm-hmm. draw wood on a sled.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have no horse. We drew our wood with a hand sled.
Mm-hmm. Your father used a horse in the woods, though.
He didn't have any.
Oh, So he drew his lumber out of his logs out of the woods on a hand sled?
No. No.
Someone else drew it out?
They skidded those logs with horses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember some of the men that worked with your father?
Oh, yes, my uncles. I had two uncles who worked there with my father.
His brothers?
Uncle Oliver and Uncle Joe.
Dufresne?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else from the neighborhood would work in the woods?
Oh, well, I don't remember.
Did Jed Martin own two sawmills?
Eh?
Did Jed Martin own two sawmills?
No.
Who was the other sawmill owned by?
These Martins were brothers, and one lived just across the line, the Charles River, and the other one on this side, and they worked on their own by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They each owned a sawmill.
Eh?
They each owned a sawmill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What else did they make at that sawmill besides the lath and the shingles?
They made cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did people ever go into the woods and make shingles right in the woods?
No, it's the shingles has got to be made in the mill, you know,
mm-hmm.
cut up in blocks about that long. And then they, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they made all their shingles in the mill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who owned the grist mill?
Grist mill? Fellow by the name of Cameron, John Cameron. He owned the grist mill. He tried He'd try and feed for people.
Feed for people? Oh, he'd grind feed. Yeah.
Like if you wanted some, you'd put up a grist. They called it a grist. And go to the mill, and they'd charge you 10 cents a hundred. And they'd take care of your bags, grind them up, give them back to you. 10 cents a hundred.
10 cents a hundred, 100 pounds?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be enough.
What was the grist mill like inside?
It was a stone grist mill, and it was built right on the edge of the water, and it was nice.
How was the grain ground? How was the grain ground?
With big stones. They whirled right around. Get the mill, pour your grain in here, and it'll go down, and go down that stone, and go down, and comes out.
A spout?
Yeah. All ground.
Nobody grew very much wheat around there, did they?
Well, them days, yeah. They raised a lot of wheat them days. Quite a lot.
How much wheat did your father raise?
Well, he raised about 50, 60 bushels. He'd done it. We had our flour.
What kind of flour would you have? Would you have the white flour?
White flour, yeah.
Yeah. Ever any dark flour?
Huh?
Ever any of the dark flour?
No.
Did they grind much grain there at the
Yes. Oh, yeah, people ground a lot of grain. Not too much of oats. They fed the horses the oats. And then they kept them for sale, too, you know.
What kind of flour would they get? Would they get dark flour?
Oh, they get good flour. Very good flour.
Would it be dark as well as white? Would it be dark as well as white?
Oh, it's white. Very white.
Who are the men that worked in the grist mill?
Oh, they're different ones. There's different ones that do it.
How long did it last?
Oh, grist mill?
Yeah.
Let's see. From a little boy till I got to be, about 50 years old, I would think.
What were the other industries there in Trout River? What were the other industries there in Trout River? There was a grist mill and a sawmill.
Well, that's about all.
Was there a potash factory?
No.
Where would you find the nearest potash factory?
In Malone.
Who owned that?
Oh, I don't know. Some big company, you know.
About how old were you when your father bought the house outright, bought the little place outright?
About 12, I would think. Right around that.
Who'd you buy it from?
He bought the first house from a fellow by the name of John McFadden. He bought a house and lot from him.
Who did you buy the 25-acre lot from?
He bought that from Louis Fox. Louis Fox.
Mm-hmm. What was the house like on that land?
A log house.
Oh.
Just a little log house.
Uh-huh. And that was the second house you lived in Trout River.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, log house. It'd be about 4 miles this way.
4 miles coming towards Malone?
Towards Constable.
Oh, towards Constable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many rooms in the log house?
Oh, there was just one. There was just one room.
Mm-hmm.
For my father and mother.
And how many children about that time?
Oh, there must have been 6, 7 others.
Mm-hmm. Did you find it hard to get along in that cabin?
No. Mm. No. Get along good.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of berries to pick, and we'd pick berries and sell them by each with it.
Mm-hmm. Where would you sell the berries?
Yeah, all over in Constable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did your father grow on his land, his 25 acres?
Corn, cedars.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat much corn flour in those days?
Well, some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We made it out of our own corn.
Mm-hmm. Have it ground at the grist mill?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You just husk it, you know, and take the peel and the husk all out,
mm-hmm,
and dry it.
Mm-hmm. Dry it.
And when it got dry, we shell it and then take that corn all shell to the mill to, mm-hmm, be ground.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we could find a way.
Did you have a leather or a wooden thing to shell your corn with attached to your hand?
No.
Shelled it by hand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Someone fingered. Take that shell. Break.
Did you have a barn on your 25 acres?
Yeah, I had a little log barn.
Mm-hmm. Room for one cow?
Huh?
Room for one cow?
Yes, one cow. And I raised 2 bull calves, and then I broke them, the bulls. And I'd draw my wood in the woods with those calves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were you working then to help support the family?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what were you doing?
Oh, I worked at anything I had to do.
Mm-hmm. You would draw logs from the woods with the bull calves?
No. No, I'd draw my wood. I wouldn't draw no logs with your heavy form.
But you'd draw firewood?
Firewood, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that to sell?
Huh?
Was that to sell or to
no,
use?
No, just for our own use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was your first job?
Huh?
What was the first job you got money for?
I worked for a fellow by the name of Tom Solon. He was just across the line.
In Canada?
Yeah. And I done chores, milk cows, and I done everything he asked me.
Mm-hmm.
Fixed fence. Oh, yeah.
How old were you in those days?
Oh, I was young. I don't remember how I was. I was young.
Were you living in Canada at that time?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That was before you came across?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How were the Canadian farmers in those days different from the American? What could you see as different?
Huh?
How were the Canadian farmers in those days different from the Americans? What could you see as different?
I don't know. They all seem to do their work, get along. I don't know my difference. I don't know my difference.
Mm-hmm. Did they use rail fences?
Oh, yeah. Rails? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that on both sides of the border?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Mostly in Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they have many stone walls?
Yeah, they had a few. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My father used to go around and make them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My father made a lot of stone walls.
How would he do it?
Take the stones and pile them up.
Mm-hmm. How many men would he have helping him?
He wouldn't have nobody.
Just by himself?